Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Happy Sunday to you. It's so good to be with you again. Thanks for the introduction. And like you said, I'm a board-certified family medicine physician, have been for, well, longer than I care to admit, from a family tradition that goes back over 150 years. So proud to continue that in the Northwest Georgia and Chattanooga area. I want to thank, you know, CHI for being our sponsor and also for all the good they do in this area. And also, like you mentioned, I am the chief of staff of CHI Memorial Georgia, and they continue to do so very much in this area and are expanding services on a daily basis. I also work with home health and hospice. So I want to thank LHC, that's Louisiana Healthcare Corporation, for their support of me through Home Care Solutions as well as Heartlight Hospice. I just love working with these people. I know our Home Care Solutions have been on the show before, and hopefully I can have some of the hospice people on here sometime. I think they can answer a lot of the community's questions about what hospice holds for people. You know, it's really a not well understood business, and so hopefully we can have them on sometime soon. We'll have to see about that. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sir, and I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and I began a business in 1979. I will be doing that 40 years next month. And it was built on a philosophy of the belief in nutrition and the body's ability to heal itself if we give it what it needs and take away what may be harming it. That is a little bit of a radical separation from what we would call mainstream medical approaches. I mean, I would not want to be in a world without all of the options that you and all your people in your field offer, but I also want to help people educate and have options to strengthen their own immune systems, to be able to activate the self-healing capacities within ourselves. And we are having to work harder at that because the world is, in many ways, a more toxic place than it ever has been in the history of mankind. So Nutrition World offers a lot of information on nutritionw.com. We have radio show. This radio show, I'm going to have a podcast starting next week called The Holistic Navigator. The website is up now, and it's going to be on iTunes and will be nationally broadcast. And so,
very nice. Let me ask you something. I'm getting a lot of questions. Of course, you mentioned the immune system and all that. And oh my goodness, we're in the middle of flu season, seeing flu and strep rampant in the community. I know we differ a little bit on the flu vaccine. I'm certainly, as long as you're not allergic to it, pro flu vaccine. So I would encourage people to at least consider it and talk to their medical provider about that. But I am getting, for some odd reason, it's usually more towards the spring, but I'm getting a lot of questions about the keto diet. And now that so many people know about the show, they keep asking, when in the world will Nutrition World do another keto class? They're really begging me for that. I get maybe two or three a day asking about that. It's actually ramping up. So I hope y'all can do that sometime soon, maybe before the spring.
Well, thank you for pushing me a little bit more. I have talked to Katie, my daughter, who organizes these, and I hate to appear foolish. I think we have a date in the book for that in January, and
good,
we will be announcing it on nutritionw.com under events and on our Facebook. I just don't have it in front of me, but thank you for that, because I'll make sure next week I will go into that.
Excellent.
You know, last show we did, I started the conversation that I actually never finished, and we were speaking about how to help prevent the huge outbreak that we've had in the past couple of years with the flu. And again, we kind of differ on a little bit on the vaccine issue, but we both agree on hygiene and washing your hands and things. Now, I did talk last week about the fact that, yes, wash hands. It would be foolish not to, but then also you can't wash them every 15 minutes or every, even sometimes every hour if you're busy. So don't touch any of the holes in your body, which is your nose and your eyes and your ears. That's where you mainly transmit most of these. Not really in your mouth. You can, but more other ones are the other orifices. But I found it very interesting because I am so guilty of this. On the national news yesterday, it was posted why you should never bring your cell phone into the bathroom. I had never thought about this. And the lady, or the study that was done on here, basically says when you go into the bathroom and you're doing number two and you finish your business, but you're multitasking, so you're sitting there on the toilet and you are, you know, reading and checking your emails, and then you finish and then you go wash your hands. Well, it won't really matter, it says on this study, because everything that was transmissible through all of that is on your cell phone. And she's on this study says, do not take your cell phone in the bathroom because that becomes the carrier for everything else, unless you do every one of your jobs with the right hand and you only touch the cell phone in the left hand. That's an option if you are going to do that. Very interesting. I never thought of it.
Well, you know, they've done studies on the cleanliness of objects. Cell phones come out as one of the worst. So keyboards are bad. Your phone is bad. And I'm talking about a regular phone, the receiver. But cell phones usually top the list and are often dirtier than the toilet itself. Now, that surprised me, but it comes up on questions all the time. And, no, it's very true. I regularly clean that thing because it kind of scares me. But, yeah, they're dirty. And then think about, you know, kids grabbing those and all the infections that can be spread. So maybe that's one more way to help prevent flu. Clean your dadgum phone. So
And I'd never thought about that. And now let me ask you this. I know back in the day there was some talk about stethoscopes being a carrier. What happens in medical offices? Is there something that you do to sterilize that?
Yeah, I mean, I clean mine on a regular basis, alcohol, dispatch. So we have bleach-related cleaners. It kind of smells bad, but no, I clean mine several times a day. So we're pretty careful about that.
Good, because that I could obviously see between patients that would certainly be a transmissible device.
Oh, absolutely. I even quit wearing a tie for the same reason, because somewhere around 15 years ago, they came out with a study where they cultured doctors' ties and it was nasty, so I just stopped. I haven't worn a tie at work for a long time and I don't miss it at all.
Wow, that's a good point. The thing I wanted to say last week on this flu prevention conversation that I didn't do because we got rambling on other things, which is fabulous. That's why we like.
We never ramble.
Also, I think people enjoy our rambling, so we're going to continue that. To me, vitamin D, maintaining a blood level of 50 nanograms to 70 is vital to keeping your immune system up to a point where you can be stronger and be able to resist these things. And there was a doctor named Dr. Cannell. He's a psychiatrist, and he now runs called the Vitamin D Council, which is a very professional organization that promotes and publicizes literature research on vitamin D. And what he did was he managed a wing of a hospital, the psychiatric wing. Well, this was a huge facility that had every kind of component of medicine involved in this building. And he early on was a huge proponent of vitamin D, and he was giving his patients in this hospital vitamin D, which no one else was doing. This was probably 15 years ago. And the flu that year was absolutely horrible, and it swept through many cities, including this hospital. And a huge percentage of all the patients and many of the staff were getting this flu, except his patients. His patients had about 70% less incidence of flu, and it was not because they were in a separate building. It was all kind of shared, even though they had a wing, but it was still everybody was crossing. And it was what motivated him, actually, to start the Vitamin D Council, which is a pretty big business and took a lot of his time, and I think he's actually full-time on that now. But it was so impressive, and it was the turning point. Actually, that story was a turning point for me that made me jump into the the waters of studying extensively this vitamin D issue. I know a lot of medical people, physicians, and nurse practitioners are following a protocol that I simply do not agree with, which is giving a one pill per week dose. That makes about as much sense as me telling someone, I want you to eat really, really healthy foods only on Sunday at 12 o'clock, and I don't want you to eat again until the next Sunday. Our bodies are not meant to take massive doses of nutrients one time a week. And secondly, the reason that they're doing that is because it's the only kind of prescription when they can write in an easy manner. And you can buy vitamin D at Nutrition World for $5.73 for 5,000 units. So there's no reason to have insurance pay for your vitamin D. So there's my little ramp spiel on my vitamin D.
You know, and I do screen people for vitamin D, and I've been surprised. I think there is a higher incidence, shall we say, in younger people. So I'm screening, you know, a lot of people in their 20s and 30s. Used to only screen menopausal women years ago, but I am seeing a lot of young men, young women come in with levels in the 18 to 25 range, which is odd. So I'm getting a lot of them on supplementation. But I was just reviewing, you know, there are articles coming out saying that vitamin D supplementation is not beneficial. I don't frankly agree. I'm watching that data. There was one in Lancet recently, but you know, concluding that it didn't prevent fractures, falls, or improve bone mineral density at all. And the author was Dr. Boland, B-O-L-L-A-N-D. But frankly, I think there's more literature showing the benefits of it right now, but that's something I'm watching as well. I don't mind the controversy. I think we'll learn something from it.
Well, Dr. Cannell addressed that study very intimately and with details as to why and how they came up with that conclusion. And when you actually dig into these things, you start realizing that we have to dig into these things. Well, it's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will be discussing more about how to stay healthy and be well. We've got that and a bunch to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And as always, we have the most interesting, I believe, topics and guests of any health radio show that you can probably listen to. Today, I would like to welcome Dr. Eric Macklin with the Rolfing of Chattanooga. Welcome, Dr. Eric.
Hello, Ed. Hello, Dr. Green.
Good morning.
I want to tell everyone that I would guess that 99% of all people who are listening have never heard the term Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G. And simply because I have immersed myself in the world of holistic health, nutrition, all kind of alternative therapies, I have done a significant amount of Rolfing, or had done to me Rolfing, in my past. Rolfing is, and I'm not going to try to explain it myself because I would be very poor at doing that, but I've had about 140, probably 150 Rolfing sessions that I started when I was, I know my daughter's 28, and I was doing this well before she was born. So she was born in 1990, so we'll say in the mid-80s. And I would go travel to Atlanta. I would travel wherever it was. I am a huge believer and fan of Rolfing. So, Dr. Eric Macklin, explain to people, of course, who know nothing, how did it start? What does it do? And how would it benefit a human being?
Yeah. So, Rolfing, it's actually referred to as structural integration. The technique itself was developed by a woman named Ida Rolf, and that's where the name Rolfing originated from. She called the work structural integration. And what she was interested in was human well-being and human biomechanics, and looking for a way to improve the way that we feel, the way that we function, the way that we express ourselves in our lives through the medium of human biomechanics. So as we age, as we have injuries, trauma, insults to the body, things like that, we just feel less embodied within ourselves. So she was looking for a system to restore the body to its natural state of balance and ease. And she developed what she called structural integration, which is a series of 10 sessions of hands-on manual therapy. So working with the body one-on-one, so myself as a practitioner with one client at a time, and through a course of 10 sessions to reorganize the human form. And what she was looking for was organization around what's called the midline. And you can think of the midline as the center of your center. So front to back, side to side. And what she recognized is that we feel best when we organize in this kind of way. A lot of us have seen these infographics nowadays of texting neck that show, you know, someone leaning forward and the head weighs or is perceived to weigh like 20 pounds as the head comes a bit forward, and then 40 pounds and 60 pounds. And it's just simple mechanical physics. You know, as you move away from the central balance point, things get heavier. If you carry something in close to your chest, it's nice and easy. If you extend your arms out, it gets harder to move around. The same thing applies to the totality of your body. So the more that we can organize upright and vertically, we experience ease, freedom of motion, less aches and pains and physical discomfort. And that really affects how we feel throughout the totality of our life. It affects how we perceive and how we experience.
Oh, I wanted to ask a question of you, and I would say Ed is probably right about the 99%. And I'm in that 1% only because Ed said it one time, and I looked it up and went, what the heck is he talking about? So I'm in the 1% because I looked it up, but I really do not know anything about Rolfing except for what you're saying and what I'm reading as we talk. It sounds like it's more for musculoskeletal conditions, but I'm wondering if it can be used for other things like stress, anxiety, depression. I'm just curious.
Yeah, great question, Dr. Green. It absolutely can be. So folks come to see a Rolfer for a variety of reasons. The typical client will present because they're having aches and pains, typically chronic conditions that they've sought treatment from physical therapists or chiropractors. But it's something that they've been dealing with for a long time that's been holding them back.
Okay.
Other folks come because they just don't feel at home in their body. Maybe they have anxiety or stress, but it's locking them out of their own system. And this body, it's our vehicle through life. And the more that we can perceive, the more that we can experience, it translates to how we enjoy life, how we show up in life.
Well, I've always seen a connection between, not always, often seen a connection between somebody's emotional state or spiritual state and how they feel in general, and also their pain state. They really are connected. It's true.
Yeah, thank you for that. And for those who are just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And we're talking with Dr. Eric about something called Rolfing. And again, I have had about 140 sessions years and years ago. And I know sometimes when people would ask me about if I could give one bullet point, what is Rolfing? And now you correct me on this because it's probably a crude explanation, but I really have told people this for years that I look at a Rolfer like yourself it does require a lot of study, a lot of the certifications and the things that people have to do to become a Rolfer is massively large. This is not just a weekend class. I highly respect Rolfers, but I use the analogy that a Rolfer looks at my body like it's a big piece of clay, and that you are trying to reform it back into a balanced state. And I love what you said, the statement that at home in your body, because I think many of us are not at home, and that basically means we're out of balance on a structural basis, but that filters down to the emotional state when the structural state is out of balance. And I know I've always had a head forward type of structure. Part of that is because I've spent my whole life benching heavy. Even though I'm skinny, I'm fairly strong, and I do a lot of front body work. And I also do a lot of, you know, computer like everybody else. And I had photos made of me before I finished a series of my 10 Rolfing sessions, because each session's different. This isn't like they do the same thing each session. I know from my memory, some of them started on my ankles, and then they worked up, with each session being totally different. And it is deep work. It is something that, you know, you have to be willing to handle, and you're not going to go to sleep during a Rolfing session. So is my analogy about the clay, does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that does sound reasonable. Maybe a different analogy that I'll suggest is about a structure, like a house. So coming back to that idea of structural integration, you may see a house there, and you may notice that the roof looks a little crooked, and maybe it needs paint on the outside. And so a quick solution might be, hey, let's just fix the roof and put some paint on. But there's deeper structural issues at work. So maybe the foundation is cracked, and that's causing the walls to shift, and that's contributing to the roof being out of place and causing the paint to crumble as there's shear and stresses on the external structure. So to improve the overall structure of the house, or back to the body, the functioning of the body and how we feel, we need to go back to those deep layers. We need to organize the foundation. We need to make sure that the body is properly supported through the feet or through the hips when we're sitting, that the weight is evenly distributed, that the body's natural anti-gravity forces, the balance of muscular forces and tension forces that are distributed through the fascial system of the body, aren't being hindered, that there aren't restrictions in the body that limit range of motion, that there aren't compressions around joints and nerves and arteries and blood vessels and so forth.
You know, thinking of the joints and whatnot, I was curious, two things. One, are there any medical diagnoses that would be a contraindication, a reason not to do Rolfing, such as, say, if you had a connective tissue disorder or rheumatoid arthritis, something like that, lupus? And are there age limits? Can you be too young to experience Rolfing, or too old? Is that possible?
There are contraindications for Rolfing, and there are situations where it's just not the best therapy. I do think that there is a time in everyone's life to go through a Rolfing process, but right now might not be the right time for you.
Do you ever tell people not to?
I do tell people not to, and I know I've been doing this work for 5 years now, and I know the kind of clients that I'm going to be able to work with and be able to serve, and it doesn't serve them, and it doesn't serve me to work with someone who's not going to benefit. It makes me feel much better to refer them to a specialist who can help them.
Refresh my memory, but I know we all know there's a 10 series that you would do on a client. But how do most people do one a month? How has the time scale worked on that?
I typically like to see folks once a week or every other week.
And then at the end of 10, they basically, I won't say they just graduate, but that's the end of that series. And I do remember I would go back for tune-ups as needed. Does that still apply?
Yeah, that does still apply. So once you complete the 10 sessions, the goal through those 10 sessions of work is to really establish a sense of the midline. So if someone has been off of their line because of either just age or injury, we want to get them back on their line as much as possible. But then once you've completed that process, it is iterative. So once you've got your line and you start organizing and moving around your line, we can always make improvements. So some folks might come back for a tune-up every couple of months, or they may decide every handful of years, maybe every 3 years or so, to go through the entire process again, just continuing to improve the way that they function.
And have you ever found a medical insurance that covers Rolfing?
Medical insurance and Rolfing is a bit of a tricky issue. So first, Rolfers are not licensed or trained to treat or diagnose any specific conditions. And that's something that insurance providers are looking for, because if they're paying for it, they want to know that it's something that is going to work. And there's been consistent research done about Rolfing that shows that it's effective, and there's tons of anecdotal evidence as well. Currently, there are studies being done. There's a fascial research conference that sponsors studies. There was a new study that just came out of Harvard University looking at chronic low back pain and typical outpatient therapies in combination with Rolfing structural integration, and found that folks going through the Rolfing process were achieving better results.
Well, why don't you inform people if they're interested in this, and I will recommend it to anyone who really is looking for optimizing your longevity, your quality of life, everything from chronic pain or discomfort, but more, I'm more involved in what can I and how can I set up my physical, emotional, spiritual, and nutritional self for the longest haul that I can make into whatever years I am given. You know, to me, living a matter of years is not the goal. It's living quality and producing quality. And I think Rolfing is on my list of that, and I will be back and to start it again, and it would be with you. So tell people, how can they contact you if they are interested? And I will say that we will have your business cards at Nutrition World. If people just forget how to do this, they can come by and pick up your card. But tell people how to contact you, Doctor. Yes.
So the easiest way to contact me is through my website. That's rolfingchattanooga.com, again, R-O-L-F-I-N-G, chattanooga.com. And on that website, you'll find information about Rolfing. I have blog posts, and then, of course, the contact information to help you set up an appointment. My office is located in North Chattanooga in the Business Development Center.
Perfect. I love it, and wonderful information. And it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, you know we'll be discussing more about important things for your health, longevity, and making life worth living. We've got that and everything else. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I have a little, you know, several things I'd like to bring up today. I don't know, Dr. Green, if, and I know you didn't probably see it because I did not mention it, but on Nooga.com, I wrote an article on there. And it's under the heading of Super Fitness, How to Achieve Super Fitness. And I no means am I acting like, you know, I'm bragging or I don't. I'm
just show a picture of yourself and you're done.
Oh, I can't. I know. There's three videos. It's not pictures. So three videos of me doing three different events that I have challenged people in Chattanooga, from the CrossFit people to gyms to personal trainers. And the reason I'm posting it is not in any way, because it actually embarrasses me, is not to show that I've got any skills, because I don't have skills. I just have a very strong work ethic and a lot of discipline. But the nutritional component that I have in my life, which is the knife and fork and the supplement program, is what allows me at 61 years old to do these kind of events. And out of the chin-ups, the jump rope, and the dead hang, I've only had two people beat me of all three of those events, and I have given gift cards or offered gift cards of $100 to anybody who can beat me. But on that, to shift the reason I want to talk about it, and it is on Nooga.com, is the fact that the supplements are imperative. And two of these that I'm raving about that I don't think anyone's heard much on is astaxanthin and MCT oil. Astaxanthin, I started experimenting with, which is a certain nutrient that's a antioxidant, but it's a special antioxidant because the one thing it does is give people strength and stamina. And it can do this. You don't have to be in the gym to receive the benefits. But if you want to learn more about it, I'm just saying go to Nooga.com under Super Fitness and read it and see what you if you enjoy it. Now, I want to say something. It's kind of a warning. It happened this week. and I'm still kind of reeling from it, to be honest with you. I didn't mention it to you, Dr. Green. Mm-hmm. This will be new to you. But a couple came in a week ago, and we have a big sign. It's 8.5 by 11. It's posted by our hemp counter. We have all the hemp locked up because it's just something we feel we should do. Because number one is we don't want people buying hemp oil unless we can talk to them. And so this couple came in, and he was a truck driver. And we don't have any, you know, recordings or whatever of exactly the conversations. But what happened is he bought the product because he had some kind of reason to be buying it. And because a friend had told him about it. And they were not regular customers of the store that I know of. And so he goes, he uses the hemp oil for 6 days. He's driving his truck in Atlanta, has a minor accident. He immediately has to get urine tested. He tested positive for THC because that does not normally happen, but it does occasionally. And that's why we posted the sign up there that says, if you're in a job and you're at any risk for this, we don't want you to purchase the product.
And we've said that on the show numerous times,
Numerous times. And my staff is trained endlessly to tell people we are an ethical business who is first priority is not to sell something, is to help people. And that is very true. Well, so she emails me, actually calls me first, and says that he's in real trouble. And so I go and we get all the lab reports from that CBD showing the tiny amounts of THC that was in it. We're talking tiny. And the law that talks about that it's legal, there's no reason to not use it, blank, blank, blank. So she emails me back day before yesterday and says he is going to keep his job, but he has to go through drug rehab. Hmm. And I was like, well, that's not the worst thing in the world. Thank goodness for that. Well, she emails yesterday and said, game changer, they fired him. He's about 2 years away from retirement. He's completely fired from this job, and it breaks my heart. So, again, I want to educate people on the massive benefit of hemp oil, but also the risk involved with jobs. And it is a crime to me that there's not options for people. It would be like if you go out, or let's say I fly airplanes. I fly small airplanes. What if I go and I eat a bunch of poppy seed bagels and somehow I have a very minor accident? They test my blood and they see that I have some opiate, but it's really poppy seeds. How unfair is that? No, it stinks.
It's totally unfair. And I wonder how closely they look. Could you not get, you really can't differentiate it, I don't think, chemically, whether it be, you know, the poppy seeds for opiates or the THC for hemp oils, CBD oils. But couldn't they get something like a mass spectrometer and show that the amount is so minuscule that it supports his story? I just wonder.
They could. That's the thing. That's what really pees me off. But we're dealing with the government, and they have no options. And once this done, it's done. They have no compassion for people like this, because we do know the truth is that a vast majority of people, everyone's going to have an excuse. Everyone. They hear it every single day. True. I was in a room where someone was smoking weed or blank, blank, blank. So, you know, they've heard it all. But the truth is the truth. And CBD has teeny amounts. Poppy seed has teeny amounts of stuff. We need to have options for people who are stuck like this. And they did not give him an option, because I talked to her about, let's immediately get another blood test, let's immediately do this, and she said it doesn't matter, they're not going to accept one stinking damn thing, and it just breaks my heart for them.
Yeah, and so, she'd have to spend so much money to prove innocence, and you can't really prove it, but
you can't prove it now, because now it's been too long, and he is free of it, because it's now been an extra 5 days, so there's no way now to turn the hands of the clock back. So moving on from that, I do want to say that we are having an essential oil event at Nutrition World. It will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. at the store, and it's going to be really cool, because I love essential oils. The power of essential oils is truly medical. It is the blood of a plant, and these oils and plants are the phytochemicals that make the plant stay healthy. It's what prevents pathogens getting in and killing the plant. It's what protects the plant from UV rays and all of the disasters that can happen to any living creature, including a plant. Well, you're going to be able to learn how to make your own essential oils for body and for your room. You're going to come in and have the raw materials. You're going to produce your own essential oils. You'll be able to take them home. So go to Nutrition W under events if you would like to sign up. And I encourage anybody interested to do that. Because a lot of the essential oils, and I went with someone to, I think, Bath and Beauty at the mall. Is that the
Bath store? And Body?
Bath and Body. And it's well, I love the store as far as marketing, but the list of chemicals in most of their products is so not natural. I guess I'll be kind. I'm trying to be.
Well, it's a fragrance store primarily.
It's just a fragrance store. That's exactly what it is.
But if you do go, you're in the mall, right? You
said? I'm in the mall.
Okay, so the upstairs store? Okay.
Yes.
So if you do go down towards the counter and look to your right, though, if it's still there, there actually is an essential oils like for a massage and whatnot. I don't know if you saw that area. You may want to check it out.
In their store?
In their store, yes.
Oh, I did. I did see that section.
So I wonder if that was more quality.
I think they probably might be using quality oils, but they dilute it with a lot of chemicals. Mm. And so it really was a little frustrating to me because I really felt like they would be having, you know, better, higher quality products. One thing I do want to mention, I showed this to you just a second ago, Dr. Green, at Nutrition World, and actually one of my really great employees named Amanda has worked many hours to produce this form. It's called a prescription awareness guide. And what it is I hope people can understand the fact that many times we have to use drugs. And if you're using drugs on a long-term basis, almost every drug will cause deficiencies of certain nutrients, like Tagamet. Tagamet right here says if you're taking it chronically, you're going to be low in zinc, calcium, folic acid, vitamin D, B12, and copper.
It reduces your acidity of your gut, so of course it's going to interfere.
Of course it's going to interfere. And you know what? There's nothing inherently wrong with that. What's wrong is the public's not being informed.
Yeah, it's better than an ulcer, perhaps.
Better than an ulcer. And they should, if they need Tagamet, let's take it. But let's tell the patient that if you're going to take that, consider the fact that you might need to up your dose of these nutrients, because creating deficiencies, we're already a deficient nation pretty much. And then you take something like a drug, you're going to become severely deficient, and then other unhealthy things can happen. So we give out this free at Nutrition World Prescription Awareness Guide. So
I wouldn't mind a few of those for my office as well, but patients often wonder why I have them, you know, for seemingly innocuous drugs, like let's say, let's pick on omeprazole, you know, Prilosec, Nexium, stuff like that. And I'll say, you know, we need to watch. There are things we have to watch for. Vitamin deficiencies, you got to think about the people's bones. You have to think about their kidney function. So anything that's going through your kidneys, your liver, things that can interfere with absorption, you really do need to see your medical provider, I would say at least a couple of times a year, even for seemingly innocuous drugs, because you need to make sure that you're okay and that the drugs aren't hurting you. So, and most of us know, I will say for CHI, I think, pretty much all the practitioners within CHI know that and watch their people at a reasonable rate and frequency and check lab work periodically. But I guess that's not true everywhere, unfortunately.
Well, and we know that's not true everywhere. You are such a step ahead of the common treatment people out there. So that's why I love doing all this with you and talking about things. One other quick comment, and I know it sounds like I'm probably had too much caffeine this morning, which I haven't, but I slept well last night. We had a gentleman, Dr. Leroy, Nicholas Leroy, come down from Chicago last week, and I only got a minute to speak on this. He has a natural treatment / cure for HPV cervical dysplasia that is incredible. I know several of his patients who have traveled up there to get this treatment, and HPV is not in itself significantly unhealthy, but it is when it becomes a factor that changes the cells of the cervix, because cervical dysplasia, which is unhealthy precancerous cells of the cervix, can turn into cervical cancer.
I was telling you a little bit off the air that the current thought with pap smears, we're going to start screening, I think, more from an HPV standpoint. We've been doing that, gosh, I remember that in medical school, but it will start to lean towards that. I would also encourage people to consider the HPV vaccine for their children, you know, boys and girls, 11 and 12. It's time to start thinking about that. So get your kids in and at least talk about the options. You don't necessarily have to do it, but, you know, learn what you can do to prevent cervical cancer. Maybe one day we can wipe this out, hopefully.
Well, one thing Dr. Leroy talked about is one third of all children are born with HPV. HPV is, the body can cure it. And in fact, most of the time it does rid the body of it, about 70%, and about 30% it doesn't. Dr. Leroy has a book out called Painting a Target on HPV that we sell at Nutrition World. We have his entire lecture on Facebook. It's quite lengthy, but it's so interesting. And the things he talks about, which is the same thing that I live my life on, is if we can optimize the health, or the terrain is what I like to use, of our physical body, it has the ability to heal most things. But he's a huge fan of supplementing indole-3-carbinol, curcumin, green tea, coenzyme Q10, and the mushrooms. And we've talked about the mushrooms here on the show. Mushrooms can optimize an immune system probably unlike anything else I have seen.
And they can listen to that on one of the archive shows on the website.
Yes, and I, you know, anyone who's having these issues, please, please try to be super informed by doing that. You know, I cannot believe that 14 minutes has already gone by on this segment, and it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. All that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, here with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And on our fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed. I appreciate the introduction. As always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale and what they have to offer, just visit their website. That's silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com. And don't forget, they have an excellent free app you can download as well. Now, today's spiritual moment focuses on the hard times in our lives. We all have them. Times of trial we all face from time to time. Times we may feel that what God seems to be doing in our lives just doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, I want to begin with a quote from C.S. Lewis, that well-known author and theologian. We are not necessarily doubting that God will do the best for us. We are wondering how painful the best will turn out to be. Next, a verse from James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Well, this has always been a hard verse for me to accept. To be honest, I have not yet reached the point in my life where I can truly say I count hard times of trial as joy. I know that maybe I should be able to do that. I just cannot say that I am truly joyful about being in emotional or physical pain. But it is true that during those hard times, we do tend to do the most introspection and meditation, looking for strength and meaning both in the difficulties and really in life in general. These are the times that try our souls, and growth is one of the outcomes, spiritual as well as emotional growth. These times cause us to remember the things that truly matter to us, such as our faith and those we love and the many blessings that still remain in our lives amidst the pain that we are experiencing. So we press on, looking to God in faith and living lives of purpose. I have said before that we should live our lives fiercely. I still feel that way. So during these times of trial, I will choose to focus my time and energy on the things that matter most to me, and I will not waste a single second of the time or opportunities that are given to me. The testing of our faith can produce perseverance and a life that is lived fiercely, with purpose, and grounded in strong faith. I suppose that could actually make us count trials as joy, and that would be my wish for me and for all of us. Let me conclude with a verse from Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 and 2 and 7. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. It's always very peaceful and can help us to connect to so much that we get disconnected from in our daily life. So thank you very much for that. You know, many times in our show, and we've been actually hitting it every time, we kind of have a little conversation about, you know, restaurant choices. I know you and I both eat out a lot, and I enjoy going to new restaurants and having foods. Now, I am picky, and I don't always eat perfect by any means. I'm probably a 90%, 10% guy. So, you know, I make really good choices, 90%, 10% I don't. But the other night I ate at a little place downtown called the Better Alibi. And, you know, when I eat, I'm going to tell the truth about any restaurant that I go to. I love the atmosphere. It's locally owned, and it seems to be very well run as far as how they put together everything. The thing is, and here's my kind of personal rule when I go out to eat anywhere, which is every day at lunch and supper. I make the best choices I can, but the two mandatory parts for me, because I live on a kind of a keto lifestyle, is I have to have healthy fat and I have to have colored vegetables. Those are two things that I want the majority of the time that I eat. And what I had at Better Alibi was fantastic, but I could not find any choices for those healthy fats, which would be avocados, guacamole, olive oil, organic butter, coconut oil. Those are the fats that I really focus on. And, you know, I didn't seem to find any. And I couldn't really find any colored vegetables. That I'm not saying not to eat there. I really loved what I got, which was a quesadilla with some very well produced and the recipes were fabulous as far as the taste, with black beans, and had a really good home cooked taste to it. And I asked, I said, do you have MSG in any of your foods? And they said, oh no, we use no MSG. And that's a big deal for me, because I actually go to some restaurants and first off, some don't know what it is. And secondly, they actually think it's really good. So they say, oh yeah, we use MSG in everything. And I'm just blown away by their lack of knowledge. Speaking of that, it kind of segue into, do you have any announcements for CHI Memorial that's and running?
I do, but before we get to that, there's one in town I want to try, the State of Confusion. Have you been there?
I went there about 3 weeks ago, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I had the cauliflower, I think it's called cauliflower meat, but there's no meat in it, and it was fabulous. You're talking about a vegetable now. This thing was as big as your head. Dr. Green, and when I came out, I was like overwhelmed, and I'm thinking, I got my vegetable that night, big time.
Well, I did get to eat at Blue Water Grill, so I like that place. It was Sunday a week ago or so, maybe two, and had a brunch. I did not eat healthy, so I'm kind of the 90-10 rule for you, and people will see me out. And when I get off my diet, I just get off the diet. So French toast, bacon, oh my goodness, it was amazing. A lot of coffee. So wonderful time. Thank my friends who went out with me. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time. So, yeah, experience those places. I'm going to go to State of Confusion soon. I'll have to try that place. Yeah, I do want to announce something for Memorial. They're proud to announce that they're the first in Chattanooga to offer a robotic guidance for spine surgery. It's called the Mazer X robotic guidance platform. And it helps to provide a more advanced treatment option for some surgery than we've ever had. So anyone suffering from low back pain, sciatica, uneven legs, hips, or shoulders, the Mazer X may be the right treatment option for you. So if you want to learn more, just call CHI Memorial at 423-495-2266. Today, that's 423-495-2266.
Lovely, lovely. And I just thing the world to you. And one reason I say that is because here you are, you're not pretending. You told everyone that what you ate, which was bad. And I love someone who can be truthful like that, because so much of what we deal with is, you know, people's facade and then, you know, trying to give an image. And I just love, you know, honesty. So thank you for that.
I think of my father sometime, and he's in heaven now, so he can't talk about what I'm about to say. So sorry, Dad, for what I'm about to say. But I still remember he was a healthy man, a runner, you know, always super healthy until he got cancer one horrible, horrible day. But one day I walked around the corner. He was smoking meats and had a cigar in one hand and a beer in the other. And it just cracked me up. But he had a philosophy that he did live right most of the time. But when he decided not to, he did what he wanted for a short time, then got right back on that healthy lifestyle. It's pretty much what I do. You do a lot of that. And as long as there are some things you could do that would be harmful to yourself, but, you know, so you still have to be a little bit careful and have a little restraint, but you still have to enjoy life. You know, I used to be a distance runner as a kid. You can be perfect on your exercise and diet, and it is miserable. It is not a fun life.
No, and I deal with, I would only guess this, we all have our categories of people we deal with, but I deal with some pretty dang neurotic, over-the-top extremist when it comes to health. I mean, people who, you know, they basically can't leave their house, and everything has to be perfect, and one single fume of a cologne or perfume, they think it's, you know, sending them down to the mercy room almost with some kind of reaction. And, you know, I'm not negating the fact that we have people who are chemically sensitive. I respect that, and I help them as best I can. But the thing is, I think sometimes we have to try to be our own best friend and to soften in life, because we live in a brief period of time. I don't care if you live to be 80, it's still pretty dang brief. And am I going to look back and say I lived in fear of food? I hope that I don't, and I'm not, because I used to be fear of all foods, and now I'm not. I'm more common sense. And it's about balancing. It's all about a balancing act.
You know, you don't want to live a life lived in fear, like I was talking about earlier. Live a fierce life. You know, that's what I think we're called to do and designed to do. And, you know, I, for myself, will not live a life in fear. We all fight that. I mean, everybody does. But, yeah, don't succumb to that by any means. Somebody once said, if you never fail, you've never tried.
There you go. And we all have fear. The question is, does fear have us? And, you know, it is a constant thing. And I think when I hear other people talk the way that we are discussing it, it's comforting to me, because sometimes we all feel isolated, like I'm the only one who feels this way, so I'm not going to mention it. Real quickly, anyone, if you would, to help Nutrition World, go to Facebook and like some of the things we do. It truly is a very important part of our growth into this city. And
oh, and let me announce, I just realized there has been, up to this point, nominations for the North Georgia Best of the Best, but starting really today, I believe it is, there's going to be voting for the actual prizes and the awards for the North Georgia Best of the Best, so everybody needs to get on there. Obviously, there is a best general practice doctor out there, so we all want that vote. But, you know, all those businesses in North Georgia are on there, so let me encourage everybody to visit that website. I think it's www.bestofnga.com.
Lovely, and yes, vote for Dr. Christopher Green. I'm voting for him. I would move to Georgia just to vote for you.
Thank you, Wes.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, production of the Whitfield Media Group, and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.